This week, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent out a tweet about COVID-19 where he called it the Chinese coronavirus. He's one of several lawmakers, including President Trump, who've used language tying the epidemic to China, something that critics say fuels instances of xenophobia and racism.
Restaurants and other businesses in cities from New York to California have reported big drops in sales. We're also learning about reports of racist incidents at hotels and bullying of Asian American students.
A disturbing subway incident sparked by fear of the coronavirus is captured on video.
It is clear that Asian Americans are facing discrimination over a disease that does not discriminate.
And when I heard of the recent incident of a young child being bullied and actually was assaulted, because he was pointed out as being of Asian background.
The 16-year-old student attacked was taken to the ER to be checked out. The LAPD says it is investigating.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch.
We have actual cases of physical assault.
Congresswoman Judy Chu is among a group of lawmakers calling for McCarthy to apologize.
And that's why we have been very proactive in making sure that we follow the World Health Organization and CDC guidelines, which say the attribution of a particular country definitely makes sure that there is fear and anxiety that can lead to social stigma towards Chinese or other Asian Americans in general. And so we've got to stop this.
The U.S. has a long history of xenophobia towards Asian Americans, racism towards Asian Americans, going back to the 1800s, Chinese Americans forced to live separately, even other instances of diseases being blamed on Asian American communities. How does this fit into that historical context?
Well, ever since 1882, when there was the Chinese Exclusion Act, there have been instances of stereotyping and scapegoating against Asian Americans. However, we have made progress, I feel, in the decades as Chinese Americans and Asian Americans become leaders. For instance, we have enough Asian Americans in Congress that we have our Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, and our members are leaders in the various committees of Congress. So to have this coronavirus being deliberately called the China coronavirus by McCarthy is very, very disturbing indeed. It is a step backwards.
Well, you and your colleagues have accused McCarthy of xenophobia. Do you think something like this, the language choice, is intentional, like intentionally stoking fear, or do you think it could be an accident?
Oh, no. Clearly, it's very intentional. In fact, I actually had an interchange with Secretary Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. I raised the issue of calling it the China coronavirus and said that up until the previous week he had been calling it that. But a reporter had said that considering the xenophobia that was going on against Asian Americans, that this was harmful. So I said to Secretary Azar, you have not been using that term during the entire morning of the hearing that we were having. And he said, yes, he has refrained from calling it the China coronavirus because he heard loud and clear what the reporter was saying. And he wanted to make sure that there was not the stigma against Asian Americans. So he was using the official name COVID-19 or the term coronavirus. So he was being a very responsible person.
Is there anything you think we as a country could be doing a better job of when it comes to the virus and xenophobia?
Well, of course, it's important to make people aware of this issue and also to deal with the myths that are out there. For instance, the fact that somebody is wearing a face mask does not mean that they have coronavirus. And we also need to make sure that when there are cases of xenophobia or terrible stereotyping, that we stop it.
I know as an elected official, you're kind of expected to speak in an official capacity on behalf of the government, but you're Asian American, the first Chinese American woman elected to Congress. What do these instances of violence, of xenophobia, what do they mean to you personally?
Oh, it harkens back to my childhood days when I was called names in school or when people would pull their eyes to simulate what they imagined to be a Chinese person. And it's hurtful.
Is there a message you have or anything you'd want to say to constituents, to Americans who are struggling with this?
We all need to work together to make sure that everybody is as safe as possible. It takes all of us cooperating in a united front so that we can make sure we take the measures that will keep the vast majority of us as safe as possible. It does not help to use xenophobic taunts to assault people. That worsens the situation. When there are rumors and myths, then that distracts terribly from the truth, from the facts that we need to get out to the people about what is really happening as we go into unknown territory with this particular disease, since we don't really exactly know how it's being transmitted. There is so much that we have to do to find out that truth. This is a terribly distracting thing that does not help the situation and, in fact, worsens it.
Congresswoman Judy Chu, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
A spokesperson for Minority Leader McCarthy defended his use of the term Chinese coronavirus, saying it's been in common use by media, though she pointed to a trio of examples dating back to January, before the outbreak was widespread. She said, quote, "For weeks, this term has been widely used by established media outlets to describe the virus, but this week, Democratic lawmakers and the same media outlets who used the term in the past week have decided it is racist to do so." Also today, the United Kingdom and Ireland are now part of America's coronavirus travel ban. The Trump administration had previously banned foreign nationals from 26 countries with open border policies from flying into the U.S., but not Ireland and the U.K. Those earlier bans began at midnight on Saturday. The two new restrictions will be implemented at midnight on Monday. And the U.S. Surgeon General is calling for a widespread halt of elective procedures at hospitals amid concerns that the health system might not have enough beds to handle the coronavirus pandemic, warning that those procedures could spread coronavirus within hospitals and burden the medical workforce. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.